Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. So, on an entirely ordinary day, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it an ordinary crossword?
It was a little cryptic, but eventually I figured it out.
Good, good.
What did you think?
Well, I was simply impressed by the fact that the person who wrote this crossword has had a total of 102 New York Times crossword puzzles published.
Whoa.
This was Lynn Lempel, who I presume right now is at a table writing a crossword.
Well, I do remember her name. Yes, it's come up quite a few times.
Yeah, unsurprisingly, she mainly does Mondays and Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
So she's sort of pushing the envelope a little bit here in the Tuesday. She's mainly a Monday person.
But, really?
Right. But anyway, yeah, I thought it was a good crossword. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, the theme was quite clever.
Yes, it was.
So why don't you launch into that?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell the revealer clue first, because you need to know that in order to figure out the rest of them. And it was 63 across. And that was a game break or a hint to interpreting the first parts of the themed clues. And the answer to that was halftime. Halftime.
So
keep that in mind.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one was 17 across. Parent dressed up at a pride parade, perhaps. And the answer was main drag. But if you think of halftime for the first part of that clue, the first part of that clue was main, but if you cut it in half, it's ma in drag, which is a parent dressed up at a pride parade.
Right.
Ma in drag. So the second one was 26 across, choice between a haircut or a manicure, and that was door nails, or if you cut it in half, do or nails. So that's your choice between a haircut and manicure.
Ingenious.
Mm-hmm. And then this one I thought was really funny. 36 across, meet me under Big Ben. And the answer to that was beat the clock, or if you cut it in half, be at the clock, which is meeting at Big Ben. And then finally, we had 52 across, continue with your routine, cheerleaders. And that was goon squad, or cutting it in half, you get go on squad. So that was the theme. Very clever.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. It took me a while to even, I guess I didn't really look too closely at the revealer. I was just looking at the, you know, the answers and the clues. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, parent dressed up at a pride parade as main drag? Okay, fine. and just sort of kept moving. But
I did the same thing. But then when I got to door nails, I realized it was like do or nails. Then I figured out what was going on.
I just imagined a door being closed on someone's nails. I was trying to make sense of it. But yeah, this was ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
Very, you know, not too difficult, but a lot of fun.
Yes.
The only clue I took exception to, and not really because of the clue, but five down, skilled writers say was a wordsmith. I'm just not a fan of the phrase wordsmith. It just sounds like something sort of mechanical that they do as opposed to the work of art that they create. But that's just me.
I did not know eight down, wild animals trail. And it was spoor.
Right.
Spoor, S-P, is that how you say it?
Spoor, uh-huh.
Spoor, I've never heard that word.
It's animal droppings.
Oh, and that's called spoor.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep. I know that from I have no idea where I know it from, but that is what it means.
So, interesting.
We also had 22 across the Vietnamese noodle soup, pho.
Pho, I knew that right away.
I did too. I've never had any. Probably, depending on what's in it, won't have any because it might not be vegetarian, but I certainly now know the word. If I see three letters and soup is involved, I'm going right for the pho.
Right. I had trouble with one across. kids guessing game. I'm like, oh gosh, what could that be? What turned out to be I Spy. I should have figured that out pretty quickly, but I'm like, I couldn't think of any good guessing games. It's been a while.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you're doing a crossword, or at least when I'm doing a crossword, I'll look at something and have no idea, and then I'll look at it again and know instantly. You know, it's funny how the brain works, or in my case, mainly doesn't.
Yep.
Eight across, the common car rentals, six letters long, I wrote down Teslas.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's really true.
No.
Anyways, the answer was sedans.
I was trying to think of a six-letter like Toyota or Ford.
Toyota would have been good.
Because it seems like that's whenever I rent a car, it's either a Toyota or a Ford. No.
Whenever I rent a car, it doesn't matter what size I specify. I always get like Tahoe or something. You know, it's just like, which part of small and compact did you not understand? Never can quite understand. But it's just like, great, now I have to drive this semi through a city. This is like, I just wanted something small. Let's see, what else was good here? Musical based on a comic strip, 46 across, was Annie.
That's right.
I sort of forgot Annie.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't really forget Annie, but it's just like it didn't, I was thinking of something more modern. There are a lot, at least it seems to me there's some musicals that have been based on comic strips. Didn't they have a Spider-Man musical?
Not that I know of.
I think they did. And
They had a Charlie Brown one. I remember Your Good Man Charlie Brown.
Right. No. This was relatively recent where they had the Spider-Man one.
Oh, well.
They had problems with it.
I might not have caught that. But.
Shining Brightly, 46 down, was A Glare.
Yes. I had several things other than A Glare, but first I think I had a Gleam I had.
That sounds more, I'm more familiar with that than A Glare. A Glare sounds like something that someone who's mad at you gives you. Let's see.
I saw 43 across, Alan of Bridge of Spies. It was the infamous Alan Alda.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We had also 58 across, the kind of PC port, USB.
Yep.
That's a lot of attention in the New York Times. Mm-hmm. I guess it's easy to sort of work in there.
Mm-hmm.
Cold War power, for short, USSR. Boy, there's a set of letters you don't hear too often in that order these days. Or... let's see, I don't know if there's any other word with USSR. Russ? I suppose there could be Russ.
Not that I know of. I like 68 across. Good day for a hunt. Easter.
Yes.
You bet. Let's have plenty of hunts that day.
Right. Yukon Gold Rush site was Klondike.
That's correct.
That took me a bit.
Yes, I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I also knew 55 across, milk curdler in cheese making, rennet.
Right.
And it's not just because I live in Wisconsin that I know that.
I think they should have specified whether it's microbial or not, but
right.
I guess they didn't feel the urge.
Mm-hmm.
And this crossword is, again, by Lynn Lempel, but still edited by Joe Fagliano.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep hoping. I mean, he's doing a great job, but I keep hoping that Will is going to come back soon.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think everyone is.
Working a little bit more of politics into the grid, 27 down, alliance that Ukraine seeks to join, in brief, NATO.
That's right.
I got that one faster than just about any other clue in the grid.
I knew that one too, yeah. I'd also like 39 down, crunch of cereal, Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch, yes. That was good. And that was close to 37 down, bowls over, but it was not bowls, but bowls over, Oz.
That's right.
So not anything, I think, too intense. Not a lot of jokes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of pretty straightforward, but still an excellent crossword. I would say 5 squares on the JAM CR scale.
I would concur.
All right. Well, that wraps it up then, except for the fact that it's Tuesday and time for Triplet Tuesday. And listeners, Triplet Tuesday is that part of the podcast where one of us reads 3 clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. And the answer to all three of those clues is one three-letter answer. The object is to guess that answer in as few clues as possible. We do it three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday. And I believe you will be asking the questions today.
I will.
All right, I am ready.
Okay, here's your first clue.
GERD. I'm sorry, I panicked. And that was four letters. Go ahead.
It might leave tracks.
It might leave tracks. Oh, this is clearly a reference to a railroad of some sort. Or it could be, let's see, the way you laughed at that means it wasn't a railroad. Leave tracks. Log, L-O-G.
No. Strong Java.
Strong Java?
Mm-hmm.
Joe.
No. The last one. Rain-soaked dirt.
Mud.
Mud, that's right.
I see, okay.
So, strong Java, they call that mud.
I think I've heard that, not very often,
mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay.
And it might leave tracks. Mud.
Right.
Sort of like yesterday when we have drunk.
Yes. So,
okay, here's your second one.
Ready?
Real jerk for short.
A real jerk for short. Let's see, a real jerk. So this could be something to do with a soda jerk.
Remember, for short.
Yes, I understand that. And a real jerk would be something you would do when you tug something, but tug isn't an abbreviation. Let's see, what was the clue again?
Real jerk.
Thank you, real jerk. OAF is not an abbreviation. PIG, P-I-G.
No.
It's an abbreviation of P-I-G-G, in case you're wondering.
No. Okay. Word with sister or story?
Well, there's a sob sister. There's not a sob... Is there a sob story? Sob.
That's right. Very good. Very good. I didn't think you'd get it on that, but...
Well, yeah.
The last one was... Break down in tears.
Oh, okay.
So, very good. All right. Here's your last set of clues. 1979 PA nuclear accident site. That's PA.
As in Pennsylvania nuclear accident site?
PA.
Okay, there was 3 Mile Island... TMI.
That's right. Boy, that was good.
Wow.
Oh, I tried to emphasize the PA so you would know it was a initials.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Very good.
Wow.
The second one was just stop talking. Just stop talking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But, you know, I probably wouldn't have gotten that one because... That sounds like an imperative as opposed to, you know, but anyways, carry on.
Mm-hmm. And the third one was not something I needed to know in a text.
So, right.
TMI.
Mm-hmm.
So, very good. You got one. You got one at three, one at two, one at one.
Wow.
You just improved as you went on.
Well, I'm just glad I got any of them. All right. Well, that is it.
Most always get all of them. So
most of them. All right. Well, that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening. A reminder that we are going on a bit of a hiatus for a few days and we will be back. When did we say we're going to be back?
Monday.
We will be back Monday. So in the meantime, I hope everyone's going to be working on those crosswords. We will as well. And we'll talk to all of you again next week.
Bye-bye.